another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at FancyPantsGangsters.com.
It's time to cool it out, baby.
Your face looks like prom. All right, you guys ready to start?
Yes. Yes. God damn it.
How's my level?
Pretty good. It's fantastic, Kevin.
It's great.
Thank you for asking. Enthusiasm level is a little high.
No. Twin Cities tank, everybody. I'm Pete. Over there is Brent.
Hey, guys.
What's going on, Brent?
I'm drinking a beer watching Guy Fieri make a jerk off of himself.
Is it Guy Fieri?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's got some bleached hair, man.
Right. The R is silent, but then it turns into a T.
Right. The other third voice you're hearing is of Kevin Albertson from MPLS.TV and Brave New Workshop.
You could call me the third man.
Whoa. You could.
Whoa,
but I'm sure...
Third fucking third wheel tonight.
Whoa. I'm like a tricycle.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
but,
you know.
But
kids love to play
with
you.
Hate to interrupt, but before we get to that, I have to do one order of business. The last time... I'll talk about it. It's the contest that we have going on TwinCitiesTank.com. We're giving away a $50 iTunes gift card.
Holy shnikes.
Holy shnikes is right. Go to TwinCitiesTank.com. It's the first post on the page. Just click the link. Send an email. That's all it takes.
You can win.
You could win a whole $50 iTunes gift card to iTunes.
You could win the same amount of money at iTunes that your mom makes in a week.
Right. Yes.
That's something. You can rub that in your parents' face.
Exactly that amount.
If your mother does like one pet grooming a week, just
sure.
One pet.
Well, she does a walk and a groom.
Is that
right.
So pet grooming
30
like
for one and
50 bucks?
Oh, she grooms
okay.
The dog and she walks the cat.
She works at Groomingdale's in Eagan.
Oh.
Yes.
Groomingdale's.
It's a real place. I'm not kidding.
A lot of
really?
Singing already. All right, so let's get into talking to Kevin.
Hey,
Kevin, how have you been?
Oh, fantastic, man. It's been
That's
a great
good.
Day.
It's a good day.
Yeah.
Apparently you went disc golfing.
Yes, I'm a frolfer. I hate that term, though.
What's the good term?
Well, if you call it disc golfing, you're calling it what it actually is. If you call it frolfing, then you're associating frisbee with
frolfing.
It. You know,
frolfing?
Because it's not a frisbee.
It sounds
it's
like
a disc.
What Muppets like calling, do when they fuck each other.
Is that like calling black people the N-word? You just can't do it?
Well, apparently, you know, the writers at Seinfeld thought it was frolfing and, you know, that's great for them.
It seems like a stretch.
I think it does,
especially when Costanza's doing it. I mean...
Costanza went frolfing?
In Central Park. I don't think it's possible.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, everything's great. I love the Twin Cities. I love the name, Twin Cities Tank. It's so.
Are you from here?
Yeah, I'm originally from St. Paul, went to school in Madison, where I'm wearing a t-shirt, and then everyone can't
see.
He's wearing a Madison t-shirt.
It's a t-shirt.
I thought
that
meant
Madison.
Billy Madison. That's why I was confused.
I wish I knew magazine there. My favorite one of that is, what was it, Old Sluts or something like that? It was just like...
No, the best one is Drunk Sluts.
Drunk Sluts, that was
I thought
the
it was
one.
Just yes. Drunk Chicks.
Drunk Chicks.
Drunk yeah.
Sorry.
That's one of the nudie magazine days.
You need to go back to the zoo. Ooh, penguin.
Christ on the cross. Kevin, stay focused.
So
in 06, I moved back here from graduating in Madison and didn't do any as
drugs.
Many videos or drugs as I did there. And then
you were doing videos?
I was doing videos in Madison. I
so talk about that. What kind of, like you do videos for MPLS.TV.
Yeah, I'm kind of a renaissance man, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
Like Danny
sure.
DeVito.
Right. Yeah.
From the movie.
Are you
of
married to an old-looking
yes.
witch?
Yeah.
That's Ronnie James Dio that he's married to, by the
way.
Oh, he's recently
right.
died, so.
I'm sorry.
Rest in peace, Dio.
Danny DeVito.
But I digress.
Yeah, it's cool to be making stuff that, you know, you took classes for in college. Not many people get to do that. And I didn't do it for 3 years after I graduated to work at a bank, an aforementioned bank I'm not going to talk about now.
Sure.
And, I took classes at Brave New Workshop, started an improv troupe in Madison, the only improv troupe student-run in
called?
Madison. The Understudies.
Okay.
Which, if you're a theatrical person, makes some sense, because they're actors that don't get on stage.
Sure.
Sure.
Yes.
And it was clever at the time, and I thought it was great, and I was brilliant, and I was God. So,
yeah.
You know, I named
it. Did it at least end with a Z?
Understudies. No, but our tagline was, when the real actors don't show up, ellipses, we're here, with an exclamation point. Very corny.
What was that word you just said?
Ellipses.
Was that a thing?
Dot,
is that
dot,
a,
dot.
Is that a college thing? Is that what
it's
those are called?
It's a dot, dot,
yeah.
Dot. Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Boy, am I a big P piece of shit.
It's okay. I'm trying to strut my knowledge here. That's the only thing I want to do.
It's good.
It's not. Yeah.
One time I got second place in the spelling bee in fifth grade, but I missed on the word makeup because I forgot the hyphen.
One time I made it to the finals at spelling bee in school, and I faked sick because I didn't want to spell things in front of people.
I was always the guy
that's
in the back.
That's kind of a metaphor for your entire life.
I was always the guy in the back of the spelling bee who just like
farted,
shout out, you know, and farted and stuff like that.
Spell encyclopedia.
And then Kevin, like, go to the principal's office.
You're great, Kevin. AKA, you made us laugh. So what if your grades suck? Go away.
Go to dad's office. Go ahead.
So yeah, so how did you get started in like Brave New Workshop?
Well, I wanted to do improv more, and I hadn't, you know, been to the oldest improv school in the country, so I decided to maybe
take
classes.
Is that primarily because I thought they did more...
There's a theater, then they do like, community outreach and like work outreach. Actually, they did a lot of work programs, and they have Brave New Institute, which is like
what the hell is a work outreach?
Like if you... Let's say you wanted to make your company run better. You could
hire... it's one of those things. Like team building exercises.
Improv is a great way to build teamwork.
Do they do comedy classes and stuff?
They do, yeah. You can take a class there. You can take everyday improv.
Have you sat in on one of these things?
Sat in?
Yeah.
I took all the classes to get where I...
Can you teach someone to be funny?
Can you teach someone to be funny?
It's getting deep with you already.
You can, but... If they try to be funny, I mean, there are certain goals in improv. You can either try to be funny or you can try to make the scene better. 9 times out of 10, if you're trying to make the scene better, it's going to turn out better.
Mm-hmm. I read an interview with the guy that was the head writer on Roseanne,
mm-hmm.
and he told the story about how his dad told him that if you just tell a good story, it'll be funny. Don't try and shoehorn jokes in.
It's true.
Is this a lesson that you learned?
Oh, yes, very much so.
All right.
Well, Roseanne, if I don't know anything from Dan Arnold, too, it's that, you know, you can be a good guy.
Whoa, what the fuck? Dan Connor.
Did I say Dan Arnold? I'm thinking Wonder Years, dude. I'm sorry.
You're just morphing. You're morphing Tom Arnold.
I'm so egotistical that I worshipped Fred Savage as a kid because his name was Kevin. So sure. I was always watching Wonder Years and, like, Home Alone was my shit. I always, like, got home and be like, oh, what's Macaulay going to do next? Oh, Joe Pesci got hit with the
real quick, not to throw the speed bump into your story, but from now on, when we bleep somebody on this show, can we have him say, Kevin Arnold is my shit? Go, oh, there was this big, huge black guy, just the biggest
Kevin Arnold is my shit
you ever saw in your life. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's great. You can be taught to be funny, but it's
I think it was
difficult.
Home Alone is my shit, and then I... Whatever.
No, they're both my shit.
You'll see it in post.
You can teach someone to be funny, but it's very difficult.
You just go, hey, when you're ready to zig, just zag. Boom, funny.
Boom, joke.
Boom.
What's next?
Go for it.
Pow. That'll be $40. Tomorrow we're going to learn how to heckle. But what's the process, though? What's the when you get a group of people in a room and you want to teach somebody who's, we'll just say not introverted, but somebody who's not used to speaking on command?
Well,
how do you get them to, A, find the angle, and B, have the confidence to insert a joke into conversations mm-hmm. that they normally wouldn't feel comfortable doing.
I hear you. From what I've seen from my teachers and my experience in classes, they want to get eased into it in the most comfortable way they know how. For me, it was winking at the audience and actually being like, hey.
At them?
Yeah. Well, it's a term, I guess, if you're an improv and you're like, I'm about to do a joke. Here comes a joke. That's the joke. And then I'm like, check out
the
joke.
That's usually how date rapes start, too. As a precaution.
No.
For future
roofies
shows.
Are not allowed at the Brave New Workshop stage, let me tell you that much.
Not allowed, but they're also not frowned upon either, right?
No, okay. No, they're allowed outside.
Good.
Yeah. That's right. You can take roofies before you go in.
Yeah. I don't recommend it.
Right.
We have to do an episode where we just roofie each other.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't tell each other.
Well, yeah. You
but
might
how
be
are we
roofing.
Do it at the
you
same,
might be.
I could be.
Whatever. That Mountain Dew might be roofied as fuck.
Mountain Dew. So, how I actually came across you, besides just from MPLS.TV,
tell me how you came across me.
I was at the 10-second film festival,
yes.
And you were hosting it.
Awesome.
So, you guys, is that a strictly MPLS.TV thing, or is it Soap Factory?
Soap Factory, all the way.
Because that's where it was. It was on 4th of July at the Soap Factory. They did a 10-second film festival.
I guess we co-presented, you know. But, you know, they set up everything. We did the little bit of the video entertainment.
Yeah, you obviously did a lot of the videos.
Yeah.
Is there anywhere people can see those videos?
Yep.
Of the winners?
On our Vimeo page, actually, as well as on our website. But they're kind of hidden because our website's updated Monday through Friday.
Uh-huh. Do you have an address for Vimeo?
Yeah, it's...
Don't do it.
Is it just long and complicated?
No, it's just Google it. I believe it's just vimeo.com/mpls.tv.
I thought you were going to say mpls.tv.
Oh, you can actually just go to mpls.tv and you can find them.
There we are.
Yeah.
Let's
go to it.
And if you missed it, you missed videos by people who've been on the podcast before, like Andy Erickson. She won.
Didn't her beau Alex have one in there?
Alex Stein had a video on our. He won one of the categories, and he had a video on our site once.
I had to leave early, so I must have missed that.
Andy Erickson wrote the short, and he starred in it, and it's called Some Bees.
How the fuck does this work? I'm sorry. What is a 10-second film festival like?
There's just a bunch of categories. And it's actually good that you asked that.
Sure.
Because there's probably people sitting around going,
yeah.
What the fuck are they talking about?
It takes time for characters to develop, baby.
That's right.
You can't do that shit in 10 seconds.
So, well, Kevin, why don't you explain?
Basically, it's 10 different categories, stuff like horror, obviously.
Horse.
Like
horrors or horse?
Horse. No, horror. Like
horror.
Like scary.
So kind of like horse then.
Yeah. Actually, was horror even a category? See, it was for me, for my time, it was so long ago because it was the fourth, but it feels like a longer time, and this is the 24th,
maybe
something like that.
Yeah, 20 days ago.
So 20 days ago, or thereabouts.
This is July. Who gives a shit?
Thereabouts. So basically, I mean, you have these short films. Each one of them is 10-second apiece. There was 100 of them, and you know, people were very abstract with them, very funny. Some of them very artistic, and ultimately, not half bad.
Yeah, I was actually expecting to hate it when I went there, and I had a good time.
It was rapid fire, like,
pretty
check
much.
This out, and then here's one also, and after that, we got this. Don't blink, because how do you, what is it, give me an example of a 10, what won? Give me an example of the one that won the whole thing.
Okay, there was a 10-second film festival called Styx that ended up winning, and Styx was basically the history. It was a documentary subject, and it was about the history of Styx, basically. And
the
this
band
guy had a British accent.
The river.
Well, there's no Mr. Roboto references, but they had an actual shot of Styx on the ground, and then these dogs came up to it, and this man in the British accent talked about the history of Styx and dogs and their relation, and that everyone went nuts, and it was only 10 seconds, but you could feel like it was a longer, you know. Like, this was a documentary about Styx that you could watch on, you know, Nat Geo or something.
You can do a lot with 10 seconds, Brent.
Yeah, not me.
A lot more
than
you think.
I have proven it.
Kevin
earlier this evening.
Oh, my God. I think we have our very first fucking joke of the episode. Yes? No?
Earlier, yeah.
All right.
Wait.
Attaboy.
Ultimately, it was a great experience. Robin Robinson... Barb
oh, that's
Abney,
right. She was there. I forgot. She was
I
one
did
of the
duet
judges.
Is that the chick from the news?
Yes, that one that just quit or whatever, she could sell jewelry to Beyonce or whatever the fuck she's doing. What is
wait,
she doing?
Wait,
she's
what?
Running for lieutenant governor with Matt Intenza, too.
But didn't she start a jewelry company or something?
She did. I believe it. Roxy? Rox? Man, it's terrible. I met her and I don't even know her jewelry line.
Who
Rox.
Cares?
Rox. Roxy.
Fuck her to death.
No, in a great way. Like in a passionate, I love you romantic
make
way.
Make love to her to death.
Yes.
Whatever.
Romantically.
Romantic.
Why, take her out, give her, you know, compliments and a nice dinner, and then make love to her. To death.
To death.
Right.
In that order.
Roofie free.
Indeed. Should we cut to a song here?
Fantastical.
You don't have to ask for permission, man. It's your show.
Fuck you, we're cutting to a song. This song is Four Things by the Cows.
Off the record horn.
Bye. Few episodes back, if you missed that one.
He lives across the street.
He lives there. I saw him last week when I was walking in. He was like, he wandering around doing God knows what.
He
just looked over at me and waved. And
Is he recognize you?
I think so.
Good for him.
Like at first, I don't know what the fuck he was
doing.
He might have been high. I don't know.
I don't mean that it's good that he recognized you specifically, that he actually saw a face and then retained that information for a couple of weeks.
I mean, it's not like we're best friends.
Could have been.
Yeah.
Like the Indian in the Doors movie. That could have been you.
Yes.
So this week, my parents brought their dog into the vet because she was running into things all the time.
Aww.
And the dog
so far from a sad story. I don't know why you would want.
Well, is this dog old or is it just a puppy?
She's 10 and her name's Chubbs. She's a Jack Russell Terrier. This is my parents' dog. And I swear to God, my mom wants to kill this dog.
Interesting.
Like, just more than anything on the planet.
My mother killed my dog.
Yeah?
Well, I had her put down because she bit her.
Yeah, your mom put down?
Yes.
Your mom bit the dog?
Yeah, my mom bit the dog and we totally took her out.
What a shithead.
Yeah.
That got weird, didn't it?
No, it's fine.
I just feel bad that you're an orphan now.
Well, I just thought about my dog now. And like, I came back from school. My dog was dead. But continue with your
Jesus.
Story.
Well, yeah. So every time she mentions...
Mom's like, I'm sorry. Mom's like, oh, hey, by the way, while you were in school, we put down Chloe. I'm like, oh, really?
And then you went back to school and came back later, and your dad's like, we put down Mom. Because of the whole...
She was taking up too much room anyway.
This is a studio apartment.
She's eating all the Triscuits.
Yeah. We live in Beijing.
Yeah, so it seems like every opportunity that my mom talks about the dog and the dog's problems, she just says, yeah, so we might have to put her down. She's going blind. It's like, well, you know, just because she's going blind doesn't mean that
animals and people have functioned without sight for millions of years.
Yes, she still has plenty of energy. She's still apparently healthy. So they brought her in and they found out she has some kind of degenerative eye disease, but there's nothing wrong with her brain or her body or anything. She just can't see now. And so my mom sends out this email to all my brothers and sisters and telling what's going on. And she goes,
if you want to see Chubbs, you have two more days.
She goes, know who you are.
Oh, yeah. We'll still grow to love her until she becomes a threat to herself. But that time, we might have to put her down.
I like that there's an email sent out. Like, if you want to see the dog for the last like couple of minutes that it can see you.
That used to, you know,
the dog wouldn't be able to smell the people that it's met before.
Before the internet, that was a series of really uncomfortable phone calls that she had to make. So that's good that Bill Gates gave us email.
Right, exactly.
It's very fantastical.
So then I go over there yesterday. One of my nieces is over there, her grandchildren. And like apparently Chubbs had growled at one of my nieces, and she was kind of scared of him. And
did Chubbs growl before when he had eyes, or she had eyes?
No, sometimes she's weird around kids.
Sure, who isn't?
But
They think they're other dogs.
My mom goes, yeah, Chubbs keeps growling at the kids. I wonder, you know, if she keeps doing this, we might have to put her down. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, Mom. Are you just trying to find an excuse to murder this dog?
Just say it, Mom. Just say it. Chubbs has become a financial burden on you.
The failsafe. They have to deliver the payload.
Right. The doctor's like, or the vet's like, actually, with all the... You know, the neurons in her brain that were actually functioning in her eyes, those are actually going to help her be more healthy now. And so without her eyesight, she's actually going to have probably a longer life than she would have had with them. Ooh, so how much does it cost to put her down again? Because, yeah, I don't think we can have, like, a handicap. No, she won't be handicapped. She'll be fine. Dogs have a really, they're really malleable into society, and she'll be able to find her way around. And, I mean, this happens all the time. So is it like... 2 days from now that we should put her down, or should we let her have one more day with the family? Or your mom's out of control.
So somebody broke in last night, but fortunately the dog tipped over the phone and called 911, and the cops came. Ooh,
we can't have a dog dialing the phone. That's that dog's wasting minutes.
Yes, you know, cracked nail that phone lines cost money.
Touch tone.
If she's learning how to use the phone, who knows what else she's going to learn?
Next thing you know, she's using the stove. We're wasting gas. I mean, we can't. We got to put her down.
I mean, she could kill one of us in our sleep with a machete. We probably should just kill her.
I mean, did you ever see the movie Critters? Okay. We need intergalactic bunny hunters.
Whoa, Critters reference.
Well, it was bound to happen.
I remember the poster.
Well, I'll tell you what it was about if you want to know. I'll tell you off air. It'll be fine.
Explain the entire plot of Critters right now.
What is Chubbs' predicted lifespan at this point?
Yeah.
And I'm not talking his disease. I'm talking from your mom. Like, how long can we hide Chubbs from your mom?
Your ratio.
I'd be surprised if she's still alive right now.
Does Chubbs have a series of safe houses around the city?
I kind of feel like I need,
a panic room.
I need some kind of dog underground railroad to sneak Chubbs out of the house. And any other dog that gets near my mom, for Christ's sake.
That one's actually underground, though. They actually dug it out.
Right.
Chubbs dug it herself. Why am I wanting to... I don't think it's real
Chubbs
quick.
Chubbs is not a female.
I was just going to say that. So it's right, like, how the fuck did... That's like, hey, look at how cute she is. Look at how cute Bowser is. She's adorable. Look at Reggie. That's cutest little
we got
female
we got
dog.
They got Adam Sandler-like motif going on. Chubbs is a character in Happy Gilmore.
Actually, that is... my brother named her that because she was the fattest one of all the dogs.
Not like Fatty Magoo from... Well, I guess I was always...
We could have called her Fatty Magoo. Yeah. Or...
Fatty McGee, yo, the
or Fat Tit Jones.
I guess we could have called her Baby Huey. That would have been also a boy name. That would have been a fat dog.
Hewitt.
Could have called her Clifford, which is a good big dog joke.
That's a big dog.
Or a fat dog.
I live in filth.
I think the bigness is very proportional, though. Clifford's stomach was not any bigger than the rest of his body.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would explain why he ate houses.
And it really...
Correct.
Clifford was
proportional. Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to wonder now if there was ever a Clifford where he actually peed on the firehouse, because that I would go for.
That's irony right there. Yeah. That's what it looks like.
It looks like Clifford peeing on a firehouse. Yeah. I mean...
That's actually,
I don't know why.
They have a basin out back in the firehouse where Clifford pees into it, and that's what they use to put out the fires.
Yes.
On the fire truck. They put that basin in the fire truck and just spray
just got
Clifford
way
pee.
Too complicated. Just go back to putting out fires with water and just put Clifford down, and we'll be okay.
Yep. Clifford is blind, so we need to kill him.
Your mom's out there with a axe.
My mom, the dog
like
murderer.
Chopping away at it.
We could just have a book burning party, too.
My mom is probably a serial dog murderer.
I wouldn't put it past her.
Anyways, let's move on to taking care of bullshit.
Every day.
Every day. When Brooks was on here, he was giving us shit about the name of the segment. Taking care of bullshit?
Vincent Gallo was actually.
Was it Vincent Gallo?
I don't remember.
It was one of those two assholes.
Mm-hmm.
And, it kind of got me thinking, maybe we should, when we come up with something that's bullshit, let's actually take care of it.
It's in the name.
Let's offer the world our solutions, because we are smart. And we can come up with a
Kevin's
solution.
Kevin's kind of smart.
For all this bullshit.
I like to tout that I'm smart, but honestly, it's all just a
facade. Oh, shut up, Kevin. You're smart.
Thank you.
God, you dumb fuck. You're smart as shit. Now help us out with this fucking problem.
Give me your problem. It shall be solved.
All right. This week's bullshit is... Well, it's deodorant, but to a more specific level, it would be antiperspirants.
Ah,
sure. And here's why.
I have...
Because they don't fucking work.
Thank you.
Okay. I've been alive for 29 years, and I've been a sweaty, fat mess for about 28 and a half of those years. And it's been, literally, it's like been searching for the fucking...
Bobby Fischer?
What? Wow, dude.
Take this again.
I saw a doubleheader of that with the Indian in the cupboard, man, back in the day.
Anyway. Evan, your life just got infinitely weirder in my eyes. It's been a constant search of switching brands. But I've come to the conclusion it could be just me, but I feel like I'm getting some corroboration in you guys' side that it doesn't fucking work, right?
No, it sucks.
I think it depends on what you use. I have a history with it.
Yeah, honestly. You have a history of deodorant use?
Sweaty guy.
Yeah.
But I don't stink because I use deodorant, but you know.
Yeah, I feel
the
like...
Stinking, I can keep that under control if I have to.
I try to stay fresh and clean.
I sweat in places that I didn't even know I had nerve endings. Like, I'll be walking and I'll get a tingle like on the inside of the under part of my butt cheek.
Okay. So,
like, I didn't even know I could feel things
yes.
there.
Yes.
But like I will... I'll wake up. This apartment, I keep it cold as fuck, right?
When I walked in here, I felt I was in like a walk-in cooler. I love
it. It's a meat locker, and that's how I like to live. Cold as shit.
Because you can't take off your skin. If you're outside and it's 95 degrees, you can always put on layers if it's freezing.
Exactly.
You can't take off.
Then it's like that movie Hollow Man, and it gets weird. And I will literally, I'll get up from work. Or what? That's... That's what happened. I'll get up to go to work, and I'll be like ice cold. I'm like, this is going to be a good day. They're not going to have a meltdown with sweat. Everything's going to be fine. I'll put, like, honestly, here's a question. Do you ever put deodorant on your balls, under your balls?
I believe that's baby powder.
Talcum I have a powder, friend that did that once, and he had to go to the doctor.
Wait, was it antiperspirant or deodorant?
I don't know what it was, but he went to the doctor, and they were like, did you put anything on your balls?
Yeah, like, and then after the funeral.
Itching to high hell, and it was just...
I've just experimented before where I'm like, you know what? Whatever. This is like the commercials have like fucking Serena Williams like smacking a tennis ball to the moon, and she's like, I don't sweat, and I'm like, well, that's fine. But me, like, I like tie my shoes, and I have an asthma attack, and like it's like flop sweating. It's disgusting. So I'm like, okay, this is gonna be fine. I'll load up on deodorant, and I'll load up on antiperspirant, and I'm like, this is gonna be fine. I walk to work. It's gonna be great. I literally get to the fucking corner, and it's like there's a goddamn like. IV drip into my asshole and like in every pore of my body, and like my armpits don't even make it to the elevator. It's I'm like, I fucking, you know, not for nothing, but I spent $5 on this thing. Make it so sweat doesn't come out.
Yeah. Do you eat not a lot, but do you eat a fair amount of red meat, like two burgers a week or a steak
a week? Look at me. Are you kidding me?
Okay, well, I mean, I'm not.
I mainlined a cheeseburger before you got here. What are you talking about?
I know that red meat has something to do with circulation, so, you know. It's something to do with those. See how smart I am? No, if you eat red meat, increase your, you know, heart problems, and then that's bad for respiratory circulation.
I'm trying to die. Like, I've been trying.
I'm on the same boat, dude.
Okay.
I think it's actually you sweating out of your eyes because you're actually crying, but you just don't want to admit
it. Softly into my hands, and it drips down my arms, and I think I'm sweating out of my armpits. No, you could not fucking be more inactive as a person than I am. I'm like on the injured reserve list permanently for life. I don't fucking move ever because I sweat. So I'll be like, let's see, here's the things that I move for. Walking to things that I want, like to the fridge and stuff. That's fun. Sometimes I'll take some shits.
Sure.
That's... Oof.
Well, that's just a sweat pool waiting to happen.
No, but I
stand up when I walk into your bathroom.
Slosh, slosh, slosh. I don't fucking move ever because of this problem. So how do we get...
Well, the worst is when you walk out of, you know, your place and
you walk out of your wife.
If it's been hot in there and you just... I don't know about you guys, but I got a mean set of man boobs going. And
they're nice.
You got the nice little under eyelid.
I stuff, so I have more man boobs. But
so it's a double bonus when you got the, you know, the cartoon character face in your shirt when you walk out of someplace. I think that what it boils down to is, I mean, what do you use and how much activity do you
do you have a recommendation for something?
I do. I mean, I'm not going to say a particular brand.
Degree.
I can't do it on
Key Red Guard.
Lysol?
Really?
What was that?
Hold on, I can do that on too.
Gillette.
I can't even do it. Old
Old Navy?
Pice.
Old Spice.
Sold Pice.
Red, oh, you can invest
Red, Red Zone?
Red Zone's good.
But this is the thing. Like, this is what...
But it's just because it's old school. That's why I like it. But
well, all of our dads used it as kids.
Sure. Plus, Bruce Campbell used to do the commercials.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. So.
But this is what I think, like, this is what I think that happens with your brain is that, okay... People endorse products, even though everybody goes, dude, consumerism is like such bullshit, and there's fucking people just lie. There is a part of your brain that still trusts like advertisements and still trusts like labels and shit. Mm-hmm. So you like, do you know what's in deodorant? I have no fucking clue what's in deodorant. You want it? What?
Well, I don't know the exact compound. I could try to remember.
Could you make it in my kitchen as we do this next segment?
Do you have any glycerin?
That's it's made of dead dogs.
Your mom's at a deodorant factory somewhere.
Yeah, my mom's doing like a Fight Club chemistry kitchen kind of thing where she kills dogs and turns it into deodorant.
So that's how you got all these nice clothes. I'll look at like some commercial where it's like, you know, you can whiten your teeth in 3 days, and you're like, that's not even possible. Like you need to that's like a couple months of dentistry, blah blah blah. But then a side of you is like, maybe that's possible.
The question is it good for you?
Nothing's good for me anymore. Look at me. But when you see deodorant, you're like, I don't even know what. It's a big chalky stick of shit, and you're like, well, that'll make me stop sweating, sure. Probably. And it just smells good, so you're like, whatever. And then when it doesn't work, I have a podcast where I bitch about it, but I don't know what's in there. It could just be like, I don't know.
Powdered
flour,
donuts.
Flour and cologne.
I have
like
a
frozen
that,
into a fucking like popsicle shaped thing. I don't fucking know.
I know that deodorant has much less than antiperspirant because antiperspirant actually has metals in it, and that's why it dyes your t-shirts yellow.
Look at you getting all collegeified.
Hey, you're getting very boring.
It's wow. I'm staunchly antiperspirant because I just
antiperspirant.
Hmm?
You're into perspirants. You don't gotta go. You don't gotta go double negatives on me, man. Grow up,
dude. Who's college boy now, man?
So, how do we solve this problem, guys?
Well, either we stop moving, or Kevin spills the beans on how to fucking make deodorant.
I think if we all stop, because what's a big problem? A big part of it is clothes.
Sure,
I think we can agree. Because when your clothes get sweaty, you feel it more.
Oh,
so less layers.
Maybe.
So I have three solutions here.
Oh, Christ.
All right. Ready?
Your mom.
Number one, you buy a really long tube sock. You wrap it around your arm and shoulders so it'll just absorb all of the sweat.
Then the tube sock's going to get sweaty.
Well, right, but that's okay because
it'll
catches
crust over like
sweat.
A jizz sock, and then you'll end up having like a fucking cast on
okay,
your arm.
Okay, that one doesn't work. Number two.
Get one of those vibrating saws to take it off.
Number two, same idea, only we concrete your armpits.
Okay, well, then where does the moisture go? It goes back into your body, right? And then you get drunk.
I hope so.
I think that other parts of you sweat more.
Well, you can get, like, those big shoulder pad-looking concrete thing. I mean, it would look like kind of like a dumbbell. With
like the Road Warriors?
Only more like a donut. Yeah, exactly. You have, like, a concrete donut attached to your armpit. And
this is the problem with that, though. If the liquid that comes out of my body is made even up of half of the liquid that goes into my body, then I'm going to be drunk. And fucking all the time. If it's not getting out of my body, we're going to have a situation.
All right.
I think that, like, aside from pissing, you know, sweating is one of the biggest wastes of water on Earth.
Okay. Sure.
Because there's so much of it.
But it comes back out, though. Don't the bugs eat it or something?
All right.
It's sterile.
Solution.
Fight Club says that urine is sterile. You can drink it. So
I'm not doing that.
If you want to. Just
you
don't
offering?
Have the... No, I'm... All
right, what's the third option?
So, number three, you get a scalpel and you cut out your armpits.
That's just going to make it easier for the sweat to get out, isn't it?
No, you'd just be bloody there now.
Well, that might actually be a decent trade-off.
Let me ask you this. What if you could take out the glands that made you sweat, and there was another way to cool down like
a dog? That sounds ridiculous.
Well, you know how dogs cool down with their tongue? They don't sweat.
No, they don't.
Cats breathe out of their feet or something, right?
Yeah, and fish has
cats
two
breathe
buttholes.
Out of their feet.
Totally.
Fish have two
up.
Buttholes, and that's why everything looks like a loop when it comes out.
Llamas lose moisture by crying. And
giraffes clean each other by fucking banging their necks into each other.
Mm-hmm. Right. Supermodels, they sweat. Instead of sweating, they just get runny noses.
And they fuck each other.
Crocodiles surf the internet on the iPad.
Is that true?
They can't operate a keyboard.
That can't be right. I'll look it up on the internet.
Alligators surf on regular...
I bet that's what Google was. When Google was invented, they were like, this is what it's for. to find out if crocodiles can use the internet.
It comes over, it's like,
is that a crocodile?
I'm about to, well, I mean, I'm thinking like baby crocs, you know, because a big croc would just probably eat the iPad.
Fucking cool would it be if crocodiles could make noises? But I'm not saying like noises like hissing like they do, but like if they could just be like if they just like howled, like if you were like
wolves,
like if like you were getting
like
a drink,
you took the vocal qualities of like wolves and bears and put them.
So that's
in, like,
what
reptiles.
Science should be working on, is like making animals funnier, because they're already scary enough. Like animals are like wolves and like bears are like just basically big killing machines and they're out of control. Like what if you took a crocodile and like mixed it with like if you just like did a voice box transplant with like a wolf, and so like you're getting a drink of water like Crocodile Dundee put in canteen, and you're just like, but it's right in front of you.
That was really good.
And then it just looks exactly like a crocodile.
Yeah, and it funnily growls at you, and then you both kind of just go, crocodiles.
Is someone throwing their wolf voice impression to me or something?
Woot.
Or like the what I want to see is a voice box from like a parrot put into like a Labrador.
Sure.
Because then he'd be like, you know, hello, Kevin. Welcome home. Be like, oh, what's up, Scruff?
Yeah, just don't get that goddamn parrot dog anywhere near Pete's mom.
Hey! Pete's mom?
Well, hopefully the parrot dog has wings so it can fly away as soon
right
as it sees my...
Right into her deodorant factory. Well, I think...
Wow,
really...
you know what? That was... I think we just did an audio herald, gentlemen. That's an improv form.
Well...
So congratulations.
Rappity-ding-dong.
We call back so many things, you know?
Well, I didn't see you winking, so I didn't know that I was supposed to be laughing.
Right.
Hold on a second.
I think the way that we take care of this bullshit is we work backwards and we go back to your problem.
Mm-hmm.
Not your problem. Your... symptomatic thing where you were talking about eating red meat.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we just eat better.
Yeah, I bet if I lost 100 pounds,
I like my ideas better.
I just don't remember a time in my life where I didn't eat like I was like a fucking shipwreck victim that just was rescued. You know, I don't remember ever not eating like it was my last meal. So
food's so
maybe good. I didn't sweat back then.
You
I don't
always
remember.
Eat like it's your last meal.
I eat like I was just rescued from Lost. Like I'm like like I just like if you took somebody off of an island and the very first stop was like Old Country Buffet. That's how I eat every right. meal of my life.
Here's a question that's totally off topic. Favorite item from Old Country Buffet, because they're pretty much all the same.
Well, you just mash a bunch of cheese and meat and fish together and make like a. Well, you know what though? Here's the thing. Not gonna lie, their Salisbury steak's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good.
And that's good in that way where it's if you're really hungry, you're like, this is exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
Prime rib. Fuck you. I don't care about myself anymore.
Prime rib's not terrible. Oh. I'm also I like that they have icy machines now.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow.
Yeah.
My favorite when I was growing up was always just the bacon bits, not the salad, just the bits.
Just bits?
Which form is, into a bowl of ranch dressing.
I was a Bako fiend. I mean, I had Bakos like they were chips, so. Yeah.
So did you eat them with a spoon, or?
Sometimes just right out of the tube. I snorted, no, I used to roll up, like, lemonade mix
and
pretend
smoke
it was a joint. I never, I smoked it maybe once or twice.
You ever snort Smarties?
Oh, yeah.
To be a hot shit in front of your friends?
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
That was sixth grade shit.
That's how we roll in sixth grade.
Listen to Jay-Z talking about Yayo and be like, man, I need some of that Smarty Yayo.
Oh, yeah. God, yes. You read the dirt and you're like, that's me.
Yeah.
Only with Smarties.
Exactly.
That's a Motley Crue book, by the way. Anywho.
All right, let's go to a thing. Here it is.
Come here, baby. Yeah. You sexy motherfucker.
Hey, everybody, we're back. Boobs. Let's do some week late news.
Late news. Week late news.
Week late news.
I love being a musician. Studies find that romantic comedies are ruining relationships,
of
you guys.
Of course they are.
Mm.
That was going to say this should also be under the alternate title of duh.
Well, we are watching, what, The Breakup right now? The title of
yes,
the romantic
but you
comedy.
Can't,
oh.
You can't do this to me! Sorry. Romantic comedies might provide 90 minutes of lighthearted fun, but the happy ever after movies are also impacting people's real love lives, according to an Australian survey. A poll of 1,000 Australians found almost half of said rom-coms, that's romantic comedies for you outside the biz.
I gathered.
So half of rom-coms with their inevitable happy endings have ruined their view of an ideal relationship. isn't ruining relationship, isn't that the girl's job? That's what movies. That's
take
not,
that, ladies.
That's just no, well, no, because here's what I mean: is guys watch romantic comedies and go, "Wow, that was fucking dumb." But girls are
wow,
like,
that was
"Why aren't you more like that? Right. How come you can't be like Kevin Costner in whatever movie Kevin Costner's ever been in?
How come you don't write a really long notebook about me?
I got my hair done. They didn't do anything to it, but I was at the salon, but there was a long line, and I had to go to golf practice. But you should know that I was there, so you should say something.
At least I was there.
Why the fuck would I say something about your not hairdo?
Because I was there.
That's what they do in the movies.
1 in 4 Australians said they were now expected to know what their partner was thinking, while 1 in 5 respondents said it made their partners expect gifts and flowers just because.
Wow.
Okay.
Kevin, I believe you had one to throw in.
I think that, honestly, if it gives more gifts and flowers, the gift flower industry has been down. We need to soup it up.
Don't start fighting their fight for them.
Roses are dying.
Are you
time.
In a relationship right
Axel
now, Kevin?
Rose is dying. That's about all.
I don't want to talk about pee. It's all right.
Well,
when
like,
did it end?
When did she dump you, Kevin?
I totally was a dick and broke up with her earlier this week. I did
Wait
it over
a minute.
Text.
Was it before or after you went to go see Valentine's Day?
It was after I saw Valentine's Day that by many it. Months. It was before I saw Inception.
That was it.
Right before.
No, this
goddamn women.
This is
how the dare they let you dump them?
Thank you, Pete.
Well, no, because girls are always, or there's always those stupid fake studies that don't exist where girls are like, pornography gives men, like, a really falsified sense of what a sexual relationship is like with a woman. And you're like, yeah, it's something to jack off to. But then girls, like, girls porn is the romantic comedies where they're like, oh, that guy just came in and cum-shotted flowers everywhere and it was beautiful.
Wow, you can do that?
Yeah, no, you have to.
Oh, how do you get
cum shot
done?
Houdini?
It's a series of pulls and levers. And
do you have to eat potpourri? And
I don't.
Do you inject it somewhere?
I think
maybe?
You actually stick potpourri flakes up your urethra.
What it is really it's CGI cum.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but yeah. So they come out like flowers. It's real cum, but the cum comes out like flowers.
You can't actually do that.
I don't know. I'm not that deep into the.
I'm gonna sleep with my balls and some potpourri tonight. Not turn on the heat. And see what happens.
This says that it seems our love of rom-coms is turning us into a nation of happy ever after addicts. Yet the warm and fuzzy feeling they provide can adversely influence our view of real relationships. Blah, blah, blah.
But by their nation, don't they mean Australia? Because it's
well, exactly. Australia was, like twice the landmass of fucking America, and there's, like, 10 million people there? That's, like, fucking
Duluth.
They
all live on the border.
Well,
you can't
go on the inside. It's
right.
Like that's like
the very center of Australia is like one casino, is. And it's like the best casino in the world.
Really? Why?
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. It's the Aborigine Palace they call it, and it's like no, seriously, they got lovely ladies.
What do you work for the company? Calm down.
It's great, mate. You got to get down there. honestly, I think that the whole rom com thing is it's an effect of oversaturation of the media, which everyone's getting. And I'm not saying the liberals are taking over. I'm not saying that by any means.
But they are.
That,
it's ridiculous.
They're all over the place for some reason. What happened?
What happened?
Who got elected?
I think
who
what happened was that we let the Republicans have a shot for 8 years, and they fucking sank us into fucking 1940s again.
They definitely did something.
Just kidding. I don't know anything about politics. That was just me being subversive.
Not to get into it, but
no,
it was,
this is a political show, Dick.
This chick, whoever the fuck she is, says real relationships take work and true love requires more than fireworks.
Right.
That's just so vague.
If there was like more fireworks, literally like actual fireworks involved in relationships, they would be fucking awesome.
Yeah, I'd be love. I'd be in love all the time and take girls to fireworks.
If your girlfriend was like, Kevin, I just wish that you paid more attention to me, and you were like, oh my god, that's the gayest thing I've heard all week. And then she was like, let's go light off some Roman candles and think about it.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck yeah. All right, I love you.
On the other hand,
again.
Like, oh, I'm sorry, baby, that you know I tried to break up with you. Let's go to the fireworks show that happens every night.
Right.
Let's check it out.
I'm sorry,
sometimes
I shot a black cat through your asshole.
Sometimes I bring my girlfriend out to dinner and I give her a bouquet of bottle rockets, and,
and that's
everyone has fun.
Long.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just fucking dumb. It's just so dumb that these, like, do you guys, okay, no, guy movies are like, you know, over the top and like, I don't know. Pick another one.
Lethal Weapon.
Rambo 4. Like, when you watch Rambo 4, you don't go like, oh, I wish that was me. You just go, that was fucking awesome.
Oh, you mean just Rambo?
Well,
there was Rocky Balboa, and then there was like Rambo. Which
you can't
was
combine
Rambo 4.
Two different
those are
fucking
both
franchises.
Two different, completely different movies. you said Rocky Balboa and Rambo.
Not to jerk a chain, but there is no Rambo 4.
I got it.
I hear you.
But what
I know
I'm
what
doing,
you're saying.
What I'm doing is making it easier for people to follow. Okay. Now, if I say Rambo, people think I mean First Blood.
Yeah.
That's just the way that like numerals work. As they go up, the movies get later. Whatever.
Stallone can't count anyway.
One, vagina, rape,
a Adolf
Bengali.
That's a really weird sentence.
Well,
Sylvester Stallone.
That's how I count. That's all it counts. Anyway, I don't know.
So what was the, I think you were making a point, though.
I just think that, like, when guys watch movies that are, like, specifically made for guys, they go, oh, that's obviously a movie. That was fun. Anyway, want to go fight somewhere?
Yeah.
And girls just go, why can't I have that? Mm-hmm. So when these fucking movies, like fucking Valentine's Day, come out, every guy goes, you know what? Great. Thanks for making that, Hollywood. Now I got to go fucking see that garbage. And every girl's like, that's just so beautiful. It's just like what it's like. And it's not. And that's why girls ruin relationships. Next story. You guys want to talk about Lindsay Lohan?
Please.
I have some affection for the old.
I do, too. Mean Girls was absolutely one of my favorite movies of all time.
Redhead City.
God damn it. So everybody knows that she went to jail. And then this thing is saying that she'll probably only serve 2 weeks. The LA Sheriff's Office confirmed that Lindsay Lohan will likely only serve about 14 days of her 90-day sentence, blah, blah, blah. That's just celebrity shit. It's, you know, overcrowding and good behavior and blah, blah, blah. And who gives a shit?
She wrote fuck you on her finger.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
In court.
And every time the judge, the person that decides her fate, was like, and 30 days in jail, she was like, are you kidding me? Is she fucking kidding me? Like, you can't do that in court. I don't care. Whatever.
Well, you just told her, basically, fuck you in a very passive-aggressive manner by writing it on your fingernail.
She's not going to show you unrespect.
At
least if you're aggressive, you'd be like, you know. Yeah. Fuck you, you fucking judge.
Right,
I'm not taking it. And then
I was in goddamn
what?
Parent Trap.
I broke the law a bunch of times and told the judge to fuck off, and now I don't know what. Why are you sending me to jail?
I did not do Herbie Fully Reloaded.
It sounded just like her. But yeah, no. Obviously, she's doesn't live in the same plane of reality that we do. She's a little bit entitled, and she's probably got some money, and she's Lindsay fucking whatever.
I'm guessing the implants were real. I'm guessing she actually got them.
Which
she never talked
up,
about them.
She got real.
That would be like me getting fake implants.
Well, opposed to,
that would be like me getting a penis enlargement. You know, it's just unnecessary. Yeah. Like it's already
exactly.
completely.
What?
No,
you did pee earlier. I could hear it. You know, just like I'm a lot like.
Here's the thing.
Let me tell you, I'm a lot like Chubbs. I can kind of hear better than I can see. And when I heard you pee, I definitely heard this.
Well, what happens
whiff.
Like when I pee, like. The pee, when it leaves my balls, is probably where it comes from. It takes like 40 seconds to get out of my dick. It's like a subway ride.
But you actually can't ever hear me pee because my dick is so long and stringy. It just goes right into the down the hole.
Right. Oh, I understand.
That's how big of a dick
but
I
this
have.
This is how the lens. Like this is my. This is actually true. Well, it's not, but. Here's my theory on how the Lindsay Lohan saga is going to end. One, it's going to be like the Paris Hilton thing where she'll just be like, kind of fall off and she's like, I'm good now. Trust me, I'm good. But what's, or she'll die, which really, who cares? That'd just be a good movie for us in like 20 years.
But she's got to do that biopic.
Right. Well, she's already did it. Like it's coming
out.
Oh,
it's done?
Yeah, it's done.
Oh.
But here's the real actual going to be the arc of her career. You ready for this? And you can mark my words. What's the date today? September 80th. Who cares?
September 80th.
Here's what's going to happen.
Date.
She's going to get out of jail. And she's going to have her rehab thing. And you're not going to hear a fucking peep about her until maybe December when you see her on the cover of People or something and how good she's doing. But it's going to be really, like, really benign. Like, Lindsay's been walking her dogs a lot and she takes a lot of dumps and whatever. And then maybe, like, spring or...
Lindsay or the dog.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's, both are good
They're
for
both trying
together.
To get through this together, all right? then you'll hear a story maybe late spring of next year or early summer how she got a role in some independent film.
Yes.
And it really... People are going to remember how great of an actress that she was. Mm-hmm. And now that she's clean and sober, it's going to be very similar to the Robert Downey Jr. thing. And she's going to be... You know, she's going to have some role where she plays like a, I don't know, a retarded baby or something, or a hotshot bus driver.
Wait, and she's going to play a retarded baby?
Well, maybe. It's got to be something that's a brave choice. I'm doing finger quotes. It's
got to
be a brave
doing
choice.
Doing drugs, teaching kids
inner city black kids how to not dance or something.
As a retarded baby.
Throwing
bananas
out
the window.
She's going to have this kind of like silent period where you're not going to know who she was. Oh, that's right. Lindsay went to jail. Who gives a shit? And then she's going to have this breakout role. Much like, you know, like a Goodwill Hunting kind of thing. And then, maybe like fall, like late summer, fall of next year, she's going to get her own blockbuster lead role. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to go, she's back!
Do you think she's going to be the new Spider-Man?
If she doesn't die, no. What?
Well, they're casting black people, or they're trying to cast a black guy to be his new Spider-Man. So why not just make it a woman?
Why did you flip me off when you said that?
I didn't flip you off.
No, I'm just kidding.
I just wrote fuck you on my finger.
No, by 2012, she will have won an Academy Award. That's my guess.
Wow.
Boom.
Yeah?
Put it out there.
Also,
if she doesn't die.
It's funny that your guess also coincides with the supposed end of the world, too. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Right. Well, I mean, the Academy
That's
Awards...
That's not one of the signs. I don't know.
The Academy Awards are a few months before December 12th, so...
Right, right.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that you could totally...
This is my prediction for Lindsay Lohan's career. This jail thing is good for her. And not that I give any type of fuck. Here's what I think. I don't think that Lindsay Lohan is like... I think she's obviously a little dumb, but I don't think she has nearly as bad a drug problem as she's made out to have. Like, sure. I think if she drank even as much as I did, she would be in more trouble. And I think if she did as many drugs as a lot of my friends do, she would...
Well, apparently she's like going into clubs, causing like a giant fucking ruckus.
That's what I'm saying.
I think
she's
dudes in the corner.
I think she's just a cunt. I think her big problem is she's a big fucking cunt.
So you don't think it's the drugs? You think she just wants to fuck people in the corner?
A lot of people, Pete, wouldn't see that as a problem. I don't know why that's being brought up as like one of her downsides. But
she has to be negative for it to be a problem.
Right.
Like, oh, here comes the girl that fucks everyone.
If she walks into fucking traffic.
Line up Lindsay Lohan's mouth in the corner. Everybody stick a dick in.
Yeah, whatever. It's a good story for the kids. No, I think that I really think that she'll get out of jail and then she'll go to rehab and then she'll say how much better she's feeling and then she'll say, I don't know, just the wake-up experience and whatever. And then she'll get some bold producer will put her in some role where she just can shine as some cunty cunt that cunts the town of Cuntville to death. And
she
then,
paints the screen cunt.
Yeah, with her cunt. And then
I'd like to see that.
Well, that's what you're going to see next summer.
Okay.
And by fall, she'll be back as an A-list legitimate actress because we love to forgive people. She didn't even do anything wrong. Like, if doing blow and crashing your car is a problem, then I fucking hate every band I've ever liked in my life. Fuck that shit. But whatever. Lindsay, well, she'll be fine. Right?
Amen, brother.
I hope so.
How many more
Kevin
news
hopes so.
Just because, you know. Her name is Lindsay Lohan.
Could you beat Lindsay Lohan at Froth?
With that set, I don't think so.
Could you beat her
with that set?
Yeah.
Could you beat her?
She has way more momentum than I do in the chest.
You mean her boobs?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is that, like I said earlier, I don't think they're real. So when you have the fake breasts, obviously within like 2-3 years, you get some saggage, unless you do routine work.
Mm-hmm.
As thin as she got, you know? So
right.
Bam. You know, those puppies just went down south, and you really toss when you get around a disc. You really get a good circular motion.
You don't think she could get enough leverage on the toss with those big fucking meat cannons in the way?
Yeah, get a leverage on the toss with the tots.
There you have it. New slogan for the show.
Do you guys want one more celebrity story, one more important story, or one more completely fucking gay story?
What's a gay story, like, involve?
Is about it like, a guy being gay.
Like, actual gay?
Real gay. Outspokenly gay, or do you want to hear about? You want to hear about? Here's your choices: Ice-T, Billy Corgan, Gay Soldier, or the oil spill.
The oil spill's a downer. Everyone's been talking about it.
Like Ice-T. Is that what you said? Ice-T or Ice Cube?
Ice-T.
Oh, okay.
Ice-T like Law and Order. Ice-T.
Yeah,
and also like fucking Cop Killer.
Yeah.
Ice-T.
Yeah.
I'm
just being reverent.
He also did a song with 6 Feet Under.
Yeah, he did. Well, was that on a soundtrack or something?
I don't remember, but it's horrible.
It doesn't matter. He did a song on the Airhead soundtrack with like Ugly Kid Joe or something, Born to Raise Hell. So,
really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh.
Johnny can't read. Johnny can't write. Kids just don't understand.
That's
I was wondering if that was really Brendan Fraser's voice.
It's got to be. Because it sucks, and he sucks, so you match up the things, and boom. Yeah. Speaking I don't know. Ice-T. I think the Lone Rangers were a good band. I think Pip was an underrated
the
drummer.
The Lone Rangers?
Okay.
Ice-T got pulled over in New York City. This is a thing on this show. This is slowly
not becoming. Exactly lone.
Is that your Joe Montana?
Yes.
Joe Montana.
That's him.
Not bad at all. Thank Holy you. Smokes.
I can only do
First of all, there's three of you. You're not exactly lone.
That's good. Can you do Fat Tony?
No idea what you're talking about.
That's
right now.
The only Joe Montana that I can do.
Oh yeah, that isn't that actually.
He's
him?
Fat Tony. Yes.
He was also in. He was Joey Zazo in Godfather 3.
All right, sorry to derail that.
And he was in Little Man.
On with the chlorophyll.
No, this is Ice-T. Got pulled over and he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. And this is a thing that's kind of slowly becoming a really big annoyance to me. Is celebrities used to be like so far removed from people like us. Not saying you're not a celebrity, Kevin. Fuck, call
by any means, thanks.
They used to be so far removed that like if they wanted to talk to you, me, they would put out a press release or a statement. But with like Twitter and shit, it's just like,
yeah,
I can't. Like, I don't want to know what Ice-T's thinking, really ever. But especially when this happens, so
Ice-T gets 24/7.
Right, Ice-T gets pulled over in New York and he wasn't wearing his seatbelt, and so Ice-T. What a motherfucking weird day this is. Ice-T put this on his Twitter. Some punk bitch rookie cop named Fisher, number 10026.
He puts his badge
on. He put his badge on there. Made the arrest of his bullshit career today. Arresting the notorious Ice-T for no seatbelt. He referred to himself
as notorious. Wait, he arrested him?
I don't think Ice-T understands what arrest means. I'm sure he just got a moving violation or something. But then Ice-T claims that the cop said, I know who you are. I don't give a fuck. Wow. And then Ice-T also says, that was right after I called him a punk bitch. So Ice-T is probably in his late 50s now, and he's still calling people punk bitches and referring to himself as notorious, which is also weird. But, like, I don't know. I don't necessarily need to know that at all.
Like, well, I mean, the thing is, like, how would you feel if Ice-T came up to you and said, like, get away from me, Mr. Officer, you punk bitch.
As a white person, scared as fuck.
Yeah, because he doesn't like when you look at him, you don't think, oh shit, this guy's gonna kick my ass, because you know he's just kind of
he's got a ponytail now.
He's decrepit now. That's
can't be
the
scared
thing.
Of ponytails.
Yeah, I think he had a ponytail always, like a hat.
Well, I think as a cop, but like, you kind of have to man up a little bit.
He made a song called Cop Killer,
right? And that's the thing. You? Yeah, that would be like if you went up to somebody who wrote a song called Kevin Killer, and you have to like somehow make that work for you. Like, hey, not trying to be intrusive, but can you? Oh boy!
Like, but I think as a cop though, you can't walk up to anybody's car and be like, I know that
being
you wrote that
is,
song
yeah,
about
exactly,
killing me,
yeah.
And
pensive cops equals
oh, but
punk
you
bitch.
A punk bitch.
But you also forgot to mention that. He made the arrest of his bullshit career that day.
He made the arrest of his bullshit.
Whatever.
I arrested him.
Like, this is what's fucked up.
I don't give a fuck.
Ice-T is kind of like a legitimate actor now.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine, like, picture, like, who's a legitimate actress? I don't know, Patricia Heaton from Everyone Loves Raymond?
Yeah.
Imagine if she was like, some fag fucking cop pulled me over and what a dick. Like, I don't need to. No, whatever. I just don't need to know what's going on inside celebrities.
I was on Everybody Loves Raymond.
If she said that, yeah, I think Raymond, like, viewership would go way down. It would be like up when Michael Richards said that on Seinfeld.
It would go up the way my boner goes up when she's on TV.
She's got,
wow,
I mean,
you
the
got
redhead
a
thing
for me,
I swear to God.
It's just there's too much, like, we've talked about the access thing. There's too much fucking access, not for the celebrities, but for us. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to know what you're doing. Like, this is, okay, let's move into story number two, and this is the exact same thing. Billy Fat Fuck Corgan fell off his stage or something. I don't care.
Everybody's a fat fuck.
A 43-year-old alt rocker was performing some garbage that he wrote, and nobody cares.
He's 43?
Yeah, and then he blacked out and, like, lost consciousness. But then, so you're like, wow.
So he blacked out?
Not blacked out like in a cool way, like I'm going to later, but like blacked out, like just passed out.
So how old was he when Siamese Dream came out? Was he like 28?
Yeah, well, that would have been what, 93 or something?
Yeah,
so
he was probably in his 20s.
26, 27, something like that.
Jesus.
Old enough to die. But like if Billy Corgan blacks out on stage, I want to hear it from Kurt Loder, or I want to hear it like in Rolling Stone.
I don't think Kurt Loder's on MTV anymore.
Blow me. But this is what we get. Billy Corgan in the ambulance, just like last week with the pink story, That wasn't a stage move or clumsiness. That was me blacking out and wiping out, he told his Twitter followers and whatever who follows Billy Corgan on Twitter. He says he has no memory of stumbling back onto the drums, but I can tell you, I've got quite a good bruise, and I'm moving slow. I don't, like, my favorite band is maybe, like, I don't know, what's Typo Negative? I don't want to hear it, but Peter Steele, I'm taking a shit right now. Like, it's just bad. Like, celebrities having access to their fans is just as dangerous as fans having access to their celebrity. Like, I don't want to know your shit. Like, I don't know. It's a weird delusional narcissistic thing where it's like, people need to know this shit about me, and I don't need to know it about
people. I do just the Twitter stop communicating with each other.
I do the Twitter for the business side of the whole deal, you know?
If I know you, and you say something funny, I'm going to be like, that's great. Like, yeah. if Pete, or whatever your name is, puts something funny on... if you put something funny on the internet, like, I'm going to be like, oh, that's awesome. I'm going to read it. Yeah. Well, like, if Kurt Loder's like, I saw a rock...
Right, I think
sculpture. It was cool.
I think Facebook and Twitter shouldn't be used for that kind of shit. Like, you can put funny shit, mm-hmm. or if you want to promote something, or if you have an actual intelligent thought, maybe.
Yeah.
Something interesting, like, I don't know. I just saw the moon on TV.
No, well, that's
not interesting.
That's why I like the fake celebrity Twitter accounts, like the Michael Jordan account.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Actually, my friend knows the guy who does that. And
name dropper.
They made him take him down. They made him take him
so
down.
So now we're supposed to think you're like fucking cool because you hang out with fake Michael Jordan all day.
All the time.
Unbelievable.
Do you know he is surprisingly Asian. I wouldn't really expect that to be.
Michael
honest.
Jordan is Asian. Yeah. That's
great.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
breaking news on the Twin Cities tank. Michael fucked up Jordan is Asian.
He quit. He quit basketball because he had a gambling addiction, and then he wouldn't play baseball.
Your friend?
Yeah.
I'm lost.
Stephen Chang.
Stephen Dorff. Stephen Dorff is
Stephen
the fake
Dorff
Michael Jordan.
Stephen Dorff is the fake Michael Jordan, and for some reason he's Asian.
I just think, like, you know, there's you see celebrities like walking out of restaurants and they're like dodging paparazzis and like, oh, don't take the thing of me, and I just want my personal life. And then they get a Twitter account and they're like, my wife's pussy smells great today. And you're like, well, I don't why even have it? Who cares? Why
say something cool.
Why even be a celebrity anymore?
Whoever the fuck you are.
Sure.
Does CeCe DeVille have a Twitter?
I'm sure it's under the House of Horrors.
Yeah.
It used to be the House of Horror.
Ah, fuck it. I fucked up the quote already.
Boys.
I fucked up myself.
Ended up as the House of Horrors.
It used to be the House of Horrors. And then it became the House of Horrors.
The House
and then
of
we played on Skinny Bop.
Never played on Skinny.
I don't know. That's my thing about. That's my beef with celebrities at this point. Not that they suck or I'm not one of them.
Beef is really
good.
They
keep talking to me over Twitter and I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are you guys' handles? Well, I'll give you my handle first.
Love handles.
Mine I take from an old AIM handle I used to use because I use it for pretty much everything. Silly Brute.
Silly Brute, like the cologne?
Gentle,
yes,
gentle
it is.
Giant.
Yeah.
Like a sort of...
It's a bit of an oxymoron.
Wait, is there an E at the end of Brute?
I put the E on there, even though the cologne is B-R-U-T.
It's not like the cologne.
It's not
like
the cologne.
I was just trying to...
I found out that there was a cologne after I got that nickname, actually. Got that nickname freshman year of high school.
Snap, sir.
I was very roguish to a young lady.
Me in high school.
So let's also recap.
Easy Bake Lovin'.
Go to mpls.tv.
Yeah, please do.
Go to Brave New Workshop.
Yeah,
what days are you there?
I'm there Tuesdays pretty much and then Sundays sometimes. So just check out my Facebook.
You'll notice, or you'll know when to laugh because he'll wink at you.
I'll wink at you. It'll be great. We got local videos every day on mpls.tv. I'm putting pretty much... This is my 40-hour week job with no pay right now because we're a nonprofit, so please check it out.
You're a comedy intern.
Yeah, please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter because we try to post more than just videos. We try to actually be community.
What is it on Twitter? MPLS TV or
at
is there a dot?
MPLS TV. They don't let you do dots on Twitter. There's no abbreviation. So
I wish I could like
you
in real life.
I'm sorry.
I suppose.
Sorry, Pete.
I was just correcting.
No, I appreciate it.
I'm the corrector of the show.
I would correct too.
All right. Well, is there anything else you want to plug before you hit the hay?
Boom, boom.
What do you mean by that,
Pete?
I don't know what's happening.
It's the Chan Song Bob song, but I meant it to be like Debbie Does Dallas theme, which is
how dare you? Oh, how dare you bring porn onto my show?
I thought we've been talking about porn pretty much the whole time.
No, this is
edited out. This is all that's set up for you.
This is an anti-porn program.
Dirty shit.
Dirty fucking
Kevin, girl. Thank you for coming on our show.
Thank you. Thanks, I appreciate it.
Check out all of Kevin's things because he's a very likable, fun, interesting, funny man.
I'd love to whore myself out.
Do it.
And in.
And right.
What?
That's the other number you have to call.
In.
Call in.com.
You're dead to me, Mexico.
For more information, visit us at TwinCitiesTank.com. We're also available on Facebook and Twitter at TwinCitiesTank. Help us out by rating and commenting on us on iTunes. If you're in a Minnesota band, send your professionally recorded MP3s to TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com to have them played on the show. Thanks for listening. Ba 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 ba